And then, well, you know, it's really, you don't have to be a scientist to understand that if you're consuming more poison, that that's going to have an effect on your health. There's just no way that, you know, there's lots of evidence and studies to support it, but you don't even need to have that to realize that this stuff kills things. It's not specifically going to kill what you want it to kill. So it just, I've seen what it does to soil personally because my neighbor uses it so often that all the soil near his property is completely like, it's just like cement. It's not alive anymore. All the soil organisms are dead and everything on that side of my property has been affected. I can't grow anything on that side of my property. So you can see what it does to the soil. You can see what it does to the plants. You can see it's going to affect us. So it's just insane. It's just the whole thing is just all about making money for these big corporations, and that's it. It doesn't benefit anything.
Yeah.
It's
So,
so disturbing.
really. So, I admire you, Cheryl. And you said you are going to meet a lot of. No, you are going to present a case to the municipalities of Edmonton specifically, or Canada-wide, or Alberta-wide. What were your plans specific?
Well, my plan is first of all in February. I'm going to school right now, so I'm very busy. But my plan is to first of all go to the city to try to get a bylaw, and if that's successful, then I want to look at what we can do provincially. And
Which
I'm
city
going
is
to work
that?
with these other people within the city here who want to get a GE-free zone. There's some other people working on that here in Edmonton as well. So that will be my. I'll be working with them closely because really the whole thing is, you know, linked, completely linked. GE foods and pesticides are one and the same issue, really. And, you know, when it comes to health of the people in this nation.